I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Pharrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out. The bad seed, the broken day, the bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad attitude, bad tape, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Pharrell palatial, right across the river and through the woods from where Granny usually is smoking fatties. But she went to her condo today, and I haven't seen her in hours once she started drinking J-Mo in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion, shake it up, should do it. All my friends that come around, flats and fly to party up, rats on the west side, bedbugs uptown, what a mess, it's time to tat them, or bring splattered all over Manhattan, should do be shake out. Ooh. Hey, what's gigging? It's Pharrell with Carver High tonight. So,
good evening. How are you?
What's happening?
You doing okay tonight? Little Tuesday night, nice muggy day. Maybe the heat's finally going to break for us here in the Northeast. The whole deal.
No. So I've had others, other people upsetting me tonight. Mm. Not anyone that has anything to do with the show, but other business matters. I had a little issue this evening with someone, and I was like, let's just say it didn't go well for that individual with regards to my business. Like, you know, I'm not one for, I'm pretty cool until you start like messing with me. You want to play around? You want to mess around? You want to see if, I can get surly? You want to see what, comes out? You can get to know him. I mean, get to know it. We got a great show tonight. It's so good. I'm not even going to tell you who's on the show. That's what I'm going to do.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life. So I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Pharrell on the bench. How did that go, that break right there, a Carver High? How did that go for you?
It went fine for me. I mean, I'm just, I'm just doing what I got to do. Just riding the bike. That's all I can do. And you were filling me in on some information while I was doing that. So you were cluing me in to some other things that are going on. And it sounds like something that you're going to have to take care of. It sounds that's what it sounds like.
It's like, honestly, I can't even make this stuff up. With the story that I just told you, would you not think that would make me mad?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Oh, no question.
When it comes to the, picks and my website, I'm a little sensitive, aren't I? I can be sensitive.
A little sensitive. You're very sensitive. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's my business. Do I, when have you ever known me to not do my picks and run the business and care about every single day of the year? Is that about right?
That is correct. And you're very excited because it's been 4 months and there's been no picks. There's been no sports. There's been no nothing. And now here we go. We're ready. Thursday night, the floodgates open.
I got some dude botching things and I'm just like,
can't have it.
I said, what are you doing, bro? And he's like, don't worry about it. I'm like, don't worry about it. And that was the one that got me. Don't worry about it. I'll handle it. Chill out. Why are you getting so mad? What? You know how many people don't tell me to not get mad. Calm down. It's another one I don't like. Calm down. Calm down. Calm down. So I was playing basketball the other day with a guy, and so he said to me in the middle of a game, this was
calm down.
This was like that. He said to me, bro, watch the moving screen. And I went, what? I go, I'm playing with all these 6'6", 6'8" brothers, right? And the guy says to me, bro, I'm almost 6'4", 220. And the guy says, he's 6'6", 260. And he says, bro, watch that moving screen. And I was like, huh? I go, you mean is that some of that sugar candy lollipop stuff you mean? You mean candy lollipop? I moved on a screen. So then, because I get the ball, right? Everyone gives me the ball because I go to the hole. I get the ball, I score. And so I get the ball. And this guy just won't let me get the ball. He's tackling me, pulling me, scratching me, clawing me, holding me, hacking me, punching me, tripping me, doing anything, the most violent hands-on, it was Mr. Miyagi. This guy was the contact, was he was all over me. This guy was literally, he was raping me. And he said to me, so when he, this is first he said to me, watch the moving screen. And I was okay. And then he tackles me for 10 minutes. And then I finally said to him, right in the middle of the game, this 6'6" brother, I said, yo, I go, so you mean that lollipop candy ass sugar you're talking about over there? What is this over here? Is this gangland rape? Is that where it is? Because I got to know the difference between your candy ass and my violence over here. Get to know me. You need to get to know me, bro. Because I'll go right now. Then he told me to watch my mouth. I go, watch my mouth. I'm going to sleep with your mother. Watch my mouth. Calm down.
Yeah, the sleep with your the sleep with your mother one is one that always usually incites it a little bit higher. You know, you guys, you got a little something going on with somebody, a little on the court rivalry, and you drop a little, I'm going to sleep with your mother on the guy. That's one way to really, really heighten things up. You know, make things really go to the next, take it to the next level. You know, good job.
Watch that high screen. I was like, hold on, let me take this 12 foot. Leg out of my I come home, I'm covered in ice bags, covered in blood, covered in cuts, everything, broken fingers. You never hear me say anything. Watch that high screen. Watch that moving pick. Listen, when I foul you, everyone gets to know me when I foul you. Another leg, huh? I'll foul you. Don't get me mad playing basketball. I'll drop 100 on you. And I'll sleep with your mother. And I'll call you names. And then when you come to talk smack in my face, I'll shove my fist down your throat. Watch the high screen. Watch the moving pick. I'm like, I got literally, I'm covered in blood. I'm covered in cuts and blood. I got to go home and sit in bags of ice when I'm done playing these dudes because they can't stop me. All they do is hack me and hammer me and foul me, punch me, smack me, scratch me, claw me, gouge me, stick their thumbs in my eyes. I still score 2,000. I played with this dude the other day, and I mean to tell you, he was the best. He plays like pro in Germany. And I played against him before, right? I played him in a league game, Carver High. I know how much you love hearing about my basketball, but I think some of the stories are pretty good. I think the Church of Pharrell likes them. So do you want to hear the story? Okay, so we're playing one day, a long time ago, I played in a championship game, and Mafia was in this game. And the game started, and this guy, he plays pro in Germany. Plays overseas. Like, he's a... you know, former D1 guy, really good player, fantastic skill, NBA type player. But he didn't make it in the NBA, right? Tried, didn't make it, went to Europe to make money and get paid to play, which he still does. So he's home for the summer, whatever, COVID, I don't know what it is, but he's not playing right now. So I'm playing on Saturday, and here he comes strolling into the hood. Because all the brothers play there. Everyone. All the best players show up at this place. It's no joke. So I'm in there. I'm like the only white boy that can play. There's a couple that can play. I mean, there's a couple that can play. There's definitely a couple guys that can play. I take that back. There's a couple white guys that can play. But none of them play like me. None of them. And so I'm playing, I played this guy in the championship game one night. Mafia was in the game. The game tips off, and I swear to God, right off the tip, my boy pulls up from 45 feet, and he hits it. He just got it right off the tip, and he just stood there, like right off the tip, like he's 45 feet out. And he got the ball, and he turned around and just went, whack, and he hit a three. And I looked over at my teammate, Killer, and I go, I think we're in big trouble tonight. I go, I think we're in big trouble. I go, we're going to have to do some timeout. I go, timeout. This guy put like 50 on us and had like 24 assists and like completely, like by himself, humiliated us. I think he slept with my wife too. These things happen. So anyway, I'm playing in a hood the other day, and here he comes strolling into the park. And I'm like, he comes up and we're in between games. I'm soaking wet. I've been playing 95 degrees outside. And he goes, I go, you remember me? And he goes, I remember you. And I go, let's go. And I played with this guy, and I mean to tell you, I scored 2,000 points. This guy no-looked me at least 250 finger roll layups and dunks at the rim. I mean, this guy, it was like playing with Magic Johnson. I mean, this guy fed me so many buckets. I mean, honestly, I wanted to go mow his yard. Like, this guy cleaned up, and he scored. We never lost. We won 11 straight games. I was like, bro, you're the best player I've seen. I need a camera to film this.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Carver High's blaming me for everything. Now I've broken this. I have no idea. There we go. I want to get that. I'm going to fix that.
Well,
I got, but by the way, the end of the story is I scored 250 layups at the rim from this guy like Magic Johnson. And he plays pro in Germany. And he's really the best player I think I've ever played with. Like he's Lou Williams with Magic Johnson's passing. And I kid you not, the guy scores at will and passes like no look, over the shoulder, blind. He'll nutmeg you. He'll do whatever to humiliate you. Wrap around passes, 360s. It's insane. And then when he was done, he said, I've never seen an old guy. He goes, I've never seen an old guy play like you, especially a white guy. And I was like, I love you, Reek. I go, I love you, man. He goes, I love playing with you, old man. Have a good day, Grandpa. Go ice that. And then I went home. I told him I couldn't play anymore because my body shut down. And I wanted to play another 3 hours with this guy. He was so good. And I couldn't play anymore because I was going to drop dead. And Carver Hyde called me a wussy. Jim Suhan is my buddy from the Star Trip in Minneapolis. He's huge. He's on everything tonight. There's so much going on in Minneapolis. We had to call him. How you doing, Jim? Hope everything's all right, man. Is it 11 doing this to me, Carver High? Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I just had a clutter drive over my foot. I thought it was now. I don't look at these things. I'm too busy trying to kill people. So I still got like 45 minutes?
Yeah, he's not on yet.
Oh, all right. Well,
you're very preoccupied with what went on before the show. You're very preoccupied with that. And some of the information, slips through the cracks sometimes. That's the way that it goes.
You should be so lucky that the guy earlier upset me because it woke me up, right? So here I was watching TV. Here's about what I was doing. Like, if you're on the YouTube right now, you can see me. I was sitting on the sofa. I was literally with my head falling back. I was watching TV. And 34C's like, you better set an alarm. She said, I'm going out. I said, set my alarm. 9:30. And then I never fell asleep. And I was literally like stoned on the sofa watching. And then all of a sudden, 9:35 rolls around. I get this call from this guy. And literally in less than 5 minutes, I was flaming mad. I was like, I woke up. I was like ready to kill somebody. I was like, dude, I go, honestly, bro, what's wrong with you? Seriously. Honestly, you can't even deny, Carver High, that I'm right either. That like that would upset anyone, right?
No, that would upset anybody, especially when you've been waiting this long for this to get going again. That's definitely going to upset you or anybody else that would be in the same situation that you are in right now.
He gave me the old, don't worry about it.
Like, why are you bothering me about this? Don't worry about it.
Well, I'll handle it tomorrow. Scott, just do it tomorrow. Why does it have to start tonight?
I just don't want you to play the music anymore. That's all that I ask. I got two things for you. Just stop playing the heavy music and stop talking about hockey. Please.
Don't talk about the Pharrell picks.
I got to approve all of that. Don't talk about it.
You got to go through Peter. you gotta call Peter. Peter the lawyer. You have to email Peter on Sundays.
Well, hi, this is Peter. No. And by the way, this over here, no. That's how the conversation with Peter the lawyer goes. No.
When I left there, so I was having a conversation with him, right? And I actually get along with him. I got along with Chernoff. So I'm having a conversation with him about this guy that I don't like, right? Let's call him Idiot Face. Do you remember Idiot Face? That's what we've always called him. So Idiot Face got in the way of everything at my old job. And I never dealt with this guy once ever in 8 years, right? And then all of a sudden, at the end, this guy starts messing with me about money. And I was like, here's what's going to happen, dude. I'm going to do you, okay? Here's what's going to happen. You're going to think that you're doing me. And I'm going to let you think that you're doing me. And you're going to do whatever you can to me. And in the end, I'm going to do you so bad, you'll never forget me as long as you live. That's what I'm going to do. So do whatever you want, but just know I serve last and I'm going to win. Okay. So that's what's going to happen. So this guy gets on the phone with me and I'm like, tell that. I can't even do it. I have to be creative when I do this on the radio now because lawsuits. But I said to him, I said, tell Idiot Face, I'm on the phone. I've already left. I'm already leaving to go to Sports Grid. I go, hey, listen, I got nothing but love for you. I don't really have a problem with you. I said, it's Idiot Face I don't like. And do me a favor. Call up that Peter and tell him I think he's a nozzle. A D-nozzle. You D-nozzle. Feminine hygiene nozzle. I said, whatever you do, call that femme in D.C., that lawyer, and tell him what I think of him. Or give me his number, and I'll call him my cell, you feminine hygiene nozzle. And I said, but I love you. I hate Idiot Face. And tell feminine hygiene nozzle, if I ever see him, I'm going to beat his ass. Oh, and by the way, tell Idiot Face that, too. If I ever see him anywhere in New York, I'm going to throw him across a room. You know what I would love to do, Carver High? You know it's true that I don't even care that I didn't know that the guest was on at 11. I don't even care. I don't even care. Because the show's better, just so you know. A couple things for the fans. Show's always better when I'm mad. Show's always better when I'm sick. These are secrets, inside information right there. Right, Carver High? Inside skinny. That's inside tip line right there.
Well, I could say definitely. I mean, the sick part, once in a while. The mad part, yeah. The show's always better when you're upset about something. There's no doubt about that.
How can you not say that it's better when I'm sick? Because I was like, I always did the show sick, right? And then if I had Rhea or something, I'd have to go to the bathroom all night.
Well,
I'd come back on the air from the header and I'd do like play by play of everything that was happening to me. Or if I had a cough or cold and I was coughing and sneezing on the air and I was miserable the whole show, I'd be like, I'm miserable. I don't even want to be here. I can't even believe I'm here today. I'm Do you remember? Because I don't do the whole turn off the mics when you're sick, Scott. We can't have you sneezing and coughing on the air. This is a professional broadcast. Scott, why do you constantly sneeze and cough on the air? You've never missed a show.
If you're sick, stay home. You don't have to come in. You've got 600 vacation days. You never use them. Just stay home if you're sick.
Never once missed a show in 25 years, but you bring your fligum in here.
And the best part is he'd tell you, take all those 600 vacation days that you want. But then when you had to go to Pittsburgh when your father was sick, you can't do the show from there tomorrow.
My dad's dead. My dad, Bob's dad, he goes, listen, I feel horrible for your father. Condolences on the loss. You're going to be live tonight, right? I called Jim over. Grace. I called
you
Jim
go
Grace.
Over to the fan. They'll take care of you there.
Look, I called Jim Gracie. You got a key still to the fan. You can go in the back door tonight. They'll have a board set up for you. There's no producer. You just have to run it yourself. Doesn't Mafia know how to do that for you? Talk you through it. Get Carver out. Is he still work here? It's true, right? Whatever you do, call that feminine hygiene nozzle. In D.C. The one thing I said out the door, whatever you do, call that guy, because I hated him dead. Every single Sunday for 8 years, I had to write this guy. Oh, my God. I wanted to kill myself. And you should have seen me on Sundays doing it, like, you know, half-baked out of my face and just completely just a mess, gambling on NFL games. You know, counting money from Saturday, and I got to write a letter to some lawyer about my pick service. Oh, my God. That was the one thing when I went to sports group. They said, yeah, we just gamble heavily here. I was like, what? They gamble heavily. I said, I'm all in. Where do I sign? And then I started doing it. Then I did it. So, yeah. Anyway. Felt good to have the pro player tell me that I was old and that I still had game. Because I do. You know, it's funny. For a 55-year-old dude, next week, I still play like I'm 25. And my body doesn't. My shot does. My finger rolls do. My touch does. My finish does. My onions and my feet don't. Get out. All right, let's go to the phone. John in Buffalo is our buddy.
Scotty, I feel like you right now with my like fifth bag of Orrible Redenbachers. It's an addiction. Let's just say that for both of us right now.
Dude, I eat more Orrible Redenbacher than anyone on earth. I eat a bag of movie theater butter Orrible every single day of my life, and I have not missed a day in probably I haven't missed a day of eating popcorn in 30 years. So that's 365 times 30. You do the math. I eat popcorn every day of my life, even if I don't want to. I love popcorn. One of my buddies once told me a story. He said he got diverticulitis, which is like a hole in your colon, right? Or in your stomach lining. And you can get it actually from like things like popcorn kernels can cut a hole in your stomach lining and your colon. And I'm like, I should have had that a long time ago. I go, do you know how much popcorn I've eaten? I have eaten more popcorn than any human being alive. And my dog is literally Roberto Clemente when it comes to catching popcorn that I throw. Because I'll just flick it right out of the bag like this. I'm like, and it catches every one, 150,000 in a row. The dog never misses. And the dog's like, snapping. He's catching everything. My boys won like 30 straight gold gloves. And Carver High knows it's true that Boston is a fantastic right fielder.
He can snag it.
I mean, this dog can snag popcorn on the fly like no one's business. Doritos, too. I eat Tostitos, Doritos, Ruffles, popcorn. Like today I had a bag of Lay's with a Virginia ham sandwich. You know, I'm always saying have a sandwich. I love sandwiches, dude. Honestly, I, you know how like in New York, everyone talks about slices of pizza and like, you know, you go down to the bodega and get a sandwich, Carver High. You know how you go to the Italian shop that has the, you know, like a, you know, that's all they do is they sell sandwiches and meats and like, you know, sausages and pasta, and they sell all the salads and everything and the bread. You know what I'm talking about? Like one of them Italian shops.
Yeah, I know all about it. Sure.
So do you like sandwiches in terms of like, you know, do you ever go get a sandwich made, or do you just go down to like Jersey Mike's or something?
No. I'll get a sandwich from a place like that. Those are excellent. Big time. You know what you go there for? You get yourself a nice little chicken cutlet, little fried chicken cutlet, fresh mozzarella on it.
Oh.
Fried chicken cutlet, fresh mozzarella. You start from there, and you can build from those two main ingredients. You just go from there. Whether you want the peppers, whether you want this, whatever you want, you can build it right from there.
You've seen me do that. I bring it into the show. I brought in cutlets to the show. Yeah. I bring them right in there for dinner. I'll bring in a
fresh,
double.
Fresh prosciutto on there. Get the fresh prosciutto on there. The whole deal.
Do you ever make just a sandwich at home for lunch like a little bag of chips?
Oh yeah, 100%. It's a go.
When you go to the store, do you get deli meat at the store? Are you willing to stand in line for deli meat?
Back in the normal circumstances, yes, I do. We've been getting in the last few months the supermarket delivery. You know, the drop off we've been getting.
So they bring you your food now.
Yeah. Nicole puts the big order on some app, and then she gets a time, and they drop it all off to the house. So I haven't had to do that. Yeah, no. And they call you if they don't have something and ask you if you want something else. It's great.
Do you know that they have you know how they have next to the deli now, because a lot of delis have been closed, they have like the rack where they have the meats ready?
Oh, that's the best. Where they have the pre-cut.
Right.
I was hitting that up a lot before this all happened. That would be my go-to, guys. I'd go right to the Boar's Head stand. Boom. You know, I'd get whatever you want there. You got the American cheese. You got the honey maple turkey. You got the blazing buffalo chicken, whatever you got in there. You can grab them little to go, already ready to go.
So John, you just were having some popcorn and you thought about Pharrell and my addiction to Orville Redenbacher, you know, Orville Redenbacher's from Valparaiso, Indiana. That's where they used to have the Orville Redenbacher Parade. And when I grew up as a kid, I lived there as a little kid, and I went to the Orville Redenbacher Parade, and I actually saw Orville Redenbacher when I was a little boy before he died. So I've been eating Orville Redenbacher. In fact, I'll eat, no other popcorn satisfies me. Like, I went to the store the other day, like about 2 weeks ago, I had like maybe five left in my house, so I had to get more popcorn, because I always have popcorn, always boxes of it. I buy it by the, you know, 24 packs and stuff like that. And so I had like five left, and I was like, this is an emergency. This is a family emergency. I said, I got to go to the store and get popcorn. That's the only reason I'm going. So I went to the store, and they didn't have any. And all they had was like Pop Smart and like some other candy ass popcorn, microwave popcorn, like just terrible. And I wouldn't buy it. I'd stormed out of the store. I was like, damn, I gotta go somewhere else. If I go to the store and I park and I go in and they don't have what I want, and I gotta go to some other store and make it a double stop effort, it's just generally the whole way to the second store, I'm cussing and driving erratically and not safe to the community. But I did find my popcorn. 34C always finds it. I can't. Sometimes I won't be able to find it. And it's literally, I need a shrink. If I can't find my popcorn and my Minute Maid lemonade and raspberry popsicles. If I can't find those, I mean, to tell you, it's like heroin for me. If I can't find it, I'm doomed. I'm going to get the sweats. I'll be in, what do they call it? Detox, the whole deal. Johnny, you still there?
I'm still here, man. It's the popcorn talk. I like it. I'll just say my Costco runs used to be groceries for the whole family. It's pretty much just Orville Redenbacher in the 24-pack and bulk dental floss.
Yeah. I use a lot of dental floss, I just wanted to say, because also I find that dental floss is very addictive. I find that there's something about the pain of digging around your gums, you know, with a hard snap of the dental floss. Not just like, you know, and some people are like,
it's satisfying.
Some people are like, and then I'm like, snap, 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 snap. I go in there and I do not furrow around. I just crank it. So then when I go to the dentist, and there has been footage of me at the dentist on our social media for the show. I did a recent, I'm sure Carver High saw that, the recent shot of me getting my cavity filled. So I floss tremendously every day. And I do it really hard, like bloody hard. But I don't bleed because I floss every day of my life. So I don't have a gum problem. I have the strongest gums, like railroad. They're like railroads. They're literally, you could pass a giant CSX train right through my mouth because I have just taken great care of my gums. So when I'm at the dentist, the lady goes, "You have the strongest gums." I'm like, "I gotta stop eating like this." I do not have bleeding gum problems. Usually if you don't floss and you go twice a year to the dentist every 6 months, you will gush blood from your gums. And when they clean your teeth, you will gush blood. When they do my mouth, nothing happens. I have problems. I have, you know, what do they call them? Little caps, what do they call them? Bondings. I have bondings. Because I have, I'm 55, so I got all kinds of little bondings. I didn't have a cavity once my entire life till I was 45, and now I've had several. And I think it was that phase, Carver High, where I went through, as you know, because you've been in my life a long time, it was the phase I went through of when they started telling me I was pre-diabetic and that I was having too much sugar. And so I was, you know, chugging creamer in my coffee. I was eating, drinking soda and Sprite. Well,
I was with you out in Vegas one time before you made all this change. And you, on one trip, went to the Starbucks and you got that big drink with all that stuff in it. What drink did you always get at the Starbucks?
It's Frappuccino.
Oh, and you're like, give me the 6 pumps of caramel, you know, just keep pumping it in there. And you must have grabbed on a 3-day trip at least 45 of them. I mean, you just kept going back and forth to the Starbucks. I mean, the show would end, you'd go over before the show, after the show, a couple trips.
I'd run.
You'd run because they'd be closing because we were in Vegas. So the show would end at 11 p.m. Vegas time those days because that's when we were on till 2 a.m. East.
Right.
So I think that the Starbucks by the Nugget was closing at 11:30 or midnight or whatever it was. So by the time we got all the stuff back to the room, the gear, we went back down and walked over. It was midnight because it was getting close. And you'd load them up. I mean, you'd make sure you ran over there and got them. And then in the morning, you'd be back over there. It was just in and out of the place.
I've recently tried to slow down on the coffee, right? So because I drank, you know, 30 cups a day forever. I have been on a tear. I don't know if I told you this on the air, but I might have. I don't know. I've only had one cup a day, one cup. I average 30 cups a day. And I've been having one cup of coffee per day since last Wednesday. So it's basically almost been a week. Tomorrow's Wednesday. So I'm like, well, I've had one cup a day. And then I think I had two on Saturday, maybe. I literally have had two cups once Every other day I had one. Today I had one. So for me to go from like 30 a day to one has been dramatic. And the other thing is, like, I just, you know, I have this feeling, like, because I'll drink two big cups of coffee before I go play basketball in the morning. I play at like 6:30 in the morning. I get up at 5:45. And the first thing I do is I make a coffee, right? And then I'll make another one on the way in the car. So I'll drink one down, whap, like a man. And then the second one I make to bring with me on the drive over. It's like a 20-minute drive to the gym, to the basketball place. And I drink a coffee the whole way. And then when I get there, I feel like I have literal, like, it's like I drank, you feel like you've drank, like, acid. It's like when you're playing basketball on two giant cups of coffee and you're running on an NBA court-sized, you know, court, that you're, I literally can feel it splashing around like I have acid in me. And it's just, coffee's terrible for you. And it's just heroin. That's all it is. It's like cocaine coffee. And so I've been wanting to stop to see if I could change my life and like get it out of my life, because I drink so much of it. Like, Carver, you see me sitting here at this very minute of every night that I do the show, I've been drinking coffee in here on camera, right on set, before the TV show, during the radio show. You've seen me drinking coffee at 11:30 at night, and then I go to bed at 1 in the morning. I'll drink coffee all the way till I go to bed. 5 minutes before I go to bed, I have my last coffee, and I go right to bed like I didn't even, it doesn't even faze me. I go to dinner. When we eat at like Andiamo, you've seen me drink 3 or 4 double espressos, not even sweat. So I've been drinking none of it lately, and I'm just tripping. I'm just tripping. I'm drinking water, and I'm drinking Gatorade Zero, no sugar. And I think I'm taking over the world. All right, we'll have Jim Suhan coming up here in the second hour. From the Minneapolis Star Trib, because there's a lot going on, frankly, all of a sudden there with regards to Taylor, the owner of the Timberwolves, allegedly wants to sell the team. So immediately the talk today centered around the big ticket, Kevin Garnett, and a group of people trying to by the Timberwolves, right? And then by tonight, I don't know if you knew this or not, tonight there's reports that the Wolf family that owns the Vikings, Ziggy Wolf, you know, that family, they want to buy the team now. And, you know, the deal is this, is that they have more money than these people like Kevin Garnett. Okay. So this is the same situation, if you ask me, if you want to compare it to something, is A-Rod, Carver High, trying with all of his rich, famous friends with money, all these athletes and players and entertainers and actors that are trying to get a consortium together to buy the Mets. It's the same thing as Garnett's trying to do in Minneapolis. So we'll ask Jim about it, because frankly, if you ask me, if Ziggy Wolf wants the Timberwolves, he's going to get them.
Yep.
Right. This is no different than the Pagulas, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, they got big money. You're talking about guys whose bank accounts start with a B. All right. That's not right. An M, a B. And when you get into it, like, look at what A-Rod and J-Lo have had to do. Now, they got a lot of money, but think about all the people that they have had to bring into this Met thing. I mean, geez. I mean, there's like a laundry list of 700 former athletes who are involved in trying to buy it because they need so many slices of the pie to get this done. Guys like Steve Cohen and Wolf, they do not need any slices. They've got their own pie.
So, you know, the guy, what's their name? Harris and Biltzer or whatever. They're the ones that own the Devils and Sixers. They want them too.